Okay, great. We are ready to go, and we will have this recorded for anyone who wants to listen to it afterwards. So Elizabeth contacted us at the programs committee a while back, gosh, I think it was last year, and her approach in her email was so clear and compelling that we knew we had to work her into our schedule. So she really walks the talk for what she's talking about with us today. She is the founder of the Inspired Leaders Academy, and she's focused on developing world-class entrepreneurial leaders who challenge the status quo with powerful messages powerfully delivered. She has years of expertise in marketing, writing, coaching, training, speaking, brain-based learning strategies, and instructional design, and it's afforded her a comprehensive understanding of communication and businesses that work. She's built two successful businesses and has led countless live and virtual events that have stood far apart in the business development field. She's also done a lot with ICF chapters around the U.S., so we're happy to have her here. And she says that coaches are her most passionate tribe, and she couldn't be happier to be here with us today. So, Elizabeth, I'm going to turn it over to you, and I do want to say one more thing. I was looking again at your website today, and you are a bit of sort of a rule breaker. I think you use a different word, but you took the E off of your name, Elizabeth, right?
Yes, I did, in fourth grade.
I love that.
In fourth grade, yes.
Yes. So I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, well, hi, everybody. I'm really, really happy to be with you. I only wish I was there in person because I've never been to New Mexico, and I just imagine that New Mexico just breeds really, really cool people and probably even cooler coaches. So that's my only regret is I'm not there with you in person. A handout was sent out to you. It is best used to follow along with me. You know, the other ICF chapters have really enjoyed using it that way. You do not have to fill in the blanks, but they're there for you to pay even closer attention. And there is a handout I'm going to send out to those of you who email me with a request that has the answers in it. So let me just give you my email address right now. My first name is Lizabeth, so it's Lizabeth. And my last name is like Michael Phelps the swimmer, Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S, @Verizon.net. So it's Elizabeth Phelps @Verizon.net. And if you want this handout with the filled-in blanks, the answers, you do that right now or at any point in this at the end, and I will send you the that handout. So as Barb said, I've been talking around the country to coaches, and I'm wondering, I'm going to ask everybody who doesn't have any background noise to do star six right now, because I like to lift the Iron Curtain. I'd like to try the whole call that way, where you are right there with me and I don't feel that there's this distance. So unless you've got really a lot of noise and background stuff going on, I'd love to have you star six and be right there with me. So when I've been talking around the country, I have come to really know what coaches want, and also I've been working with you for 8 years. So I want to know if you are feeling what I have felt from the other coaches that I've been speaking to lately. How many of you, and just say yes if it applies to you, want to present yourself in your coaching business in a way that feels worthy of you?
Yes.
Oh, I feel like we only have one person.
Yeah, well, everybody's muted.
Oh, no, I was asking everybody to unmute with the star six.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yay, there are a few more people. And how many of you want to increase your sales? How many of you feel
yes.
that you right now?
Yes.
And
yes.
how many of you feel that you're here to change the world in some important way and really want to know what does that? How many of you want to know that?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's what all the other coaches have been saying. And I'm really, really happy, like I said, that we're here together. You're going to leave tonight knowing how to have that. And you're going to leave with a new vision for what's possible for the future of your business and for yourself. And my only hope is that you don't leave here and let it all slip away, you know, which is why I really have this handout for you. And I really want to acknowledge you for showing up. I know that there are millions of other things you could be doing. I also know you do get the credits for being on, but I hope that you're here for reasons beyond that. And I want to acknowledge you for the fact that you are here. And we're asking a question. Is there an inspired thought leader inside of you? And I'm just going to ask you to silently right now, just silently answer that to yourself. Is there an inspired thought leader inside of you? Well, to answer that question, there are some things you're going to need to know, and that's what we're going to cover tonight. You're going to need some context, because leadership is a word that means a lot of different things, and you need to be clear on what it really means for you and for coaches. What an inspired thought leader message actually is, you need to know that. 3, you need to know why it's crucial that you have one now, and not in the future, but now, why it's so crucial. And 4, you need to know the core elements that make an inspired thought leader message totally different from what you're doing now and from what you're seeing around you. And once we've covered those areas, you're going to be able to answer this title question with confidence. And when you do, it truly is life-changing because of what it's going to draw out of you, power that you didn't really know you had or haven't been accessing. So does that sound good? You want to get started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with a 7-question quiz. And again, you're only going to answer them quietly within yourself. And I'm going to run through them rather quickly. But 1, do you have the coaching business you had once dreamed of or currently want? And count off on your fingers or off on something so that you know how many of these 7 you say yes or no, yes to. So do you have the coaching business you had once dreamed of or currently want? 2, do you feel that your business success reflects what you're capable of? Are you happy with the number of clients or accounts that you have regularly? Do you feel that the way your business is viewed by others is worthy of you? Are you effectively conveying a message that you're proud of? Do you feel recognized as you want to be for your skills and your talent? And 7, are you honoring the call that brought you into coaching in the first place? So I want to just ask you, how many of you, and just say I did, how many of you said no to 4 or more of those?
I did.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Thank you for coming forward and being honest. So do you know why I ask those questions? I ask them because I do know coaches so well. I was one for 5 years, and I've been working with them for well over 8, almost exclusively. And these are the deep issues that haunt coaches. As business owners, and the reason it haunts us is because we're different. We're a very different set. We're a lot like other entrepreneurs. We can't work for ourselves. We have solutions that corporate can't offer people. We're creative. We don't want, you know, a cap put on what we can earn, and we want to change the world. You know, those are things that all entrepreneurs have in common. But we are really different from other entrepreneurs. Every one of you here has had an impulse to empower people, how they think, how they act, and how they feel. You've had an impulse to create a change in consciousness, right? And that is what distinguishes us. We are, I call us, transformation artists. And things are different for us because of it. So that impulse in you that was there, the impulse to empower people, it's so much bigger than you, that impulse. And it has always wanted more for you than you've allowed yourself to have. It has seen so much more for you and the impact that you can have than you have really been allowed yourself to have. What I have seen is this war going on. I would say 9 out of 10 coaches, there's this war in them. The impulse has been a powerful driver, And yet, coaches hang back. They hang back in the shadows. They don't step into their full potential. So can you relate to that?
Mm-hmm.
Not stepping into your full potential and kind of hiding out?
Yep.
Well, that impulse in you never envisioned you hiding out. When it pushed you out of the nest of maybe it was a safe job or a safe marriage like it was for me or whatever woke you up to this work, it did so because you're equipped to effect change. You're here for that. The world, you know, it seems like it's on this runaway train. God, every single day it seems like it's getting more and more, you know, heading into darkness. But you know what others don't, that this is the dark before the dawn. You and I can see the dawn, and that impulse in you, it saw that dawn a long time before you did, and it very deliberately set you in the conductor's seat to lead those who are less aware into the new dawn, right? So your impulse saw you doing that by making waves, challenging ideals, pulling back veils, leading. If you're hiding out in your home office or a one-gig contract, you're not showing up fully for the job. You have something the world needs, and you must give it. Do you feel that? Do you feel that? Thing I'm getting underwhelmed. Okay, well, things are different for us. Business is the place for meaning and purpose for those of us in this field, in this work. So if your business isn't where you want it to be, something important is really off, something primordial, and that disconnect has to be fixed if you're going to honor the work that's called you. So let's get to the context. If you're here to lead those less aware into the dawn, the question is, where do you lead? You don't, you know, I mean, I had an ICF person recently, a chapter, write back to me and say, leadership doesn't really sound like a coaching thing. What do you mean by that? And so I answered her. So yes, in coaching, where are we really leading? Maybe we are training or teaching or something, but are we leading them? Where is it that we lead? So let's get really clear on that. As a coach, you lead outside the room where you do your work. Outside where it's really cozy and comfortable for you. Leadership is done in your marketing on public platforms. So I want to get that really clear that that's what I mean. Every time I talk about leadership tonight, I'm talking about public platforms. And I'm going to run through these. And again, you don't have to worry about whether you are writing these down. You can just really absorb and listen to them because they're going to be on this handout. But the public platforms we're talking about are events that you host. It's like two categories, those that you host and those where you are hosted. So you can host, obviously, a webinar, a teleclass, a podcast, an in-person presentation, a telesummit. You can be hosted in interview calls, radio shows, webinars, live stages, right? You can also be have public platforms on YouTube, blogs, TED Talks. TED Talks are huge marketing strategies, right? Don't misunderstand what they are. That's a marketing platform. So a leadership comes in the marketing. This is where you conduct that train that I'm talking about that we are all on right now. These are the platforms where your message gets heard and where you guide people closer to the dawn. And, of course, it's where you're going to get your clients from, right, obviously. So business success, though, is entirely due to how your business is being perceived. And that is almost entirely due to how you're portraying yourself on the outside, right? Not on the inside. We all got that you have your coaching skills down cold. We're talking about how you portray yourself on the outside. Let me ask you, how many of you put focus, daily focus, or have put a huge strategic campaign together on how your business is perceived and portrayed? If you do, just say, I have. Okay. the success of how you are portrayed is due entirely to how closely you're honoring your impulse. And the fact of the matter is, coaches are not honoring their impulse. They're doing a lot of following, right? Doing what other people are doing. Again, we're talking about on the outside, in their marketing, how they're showing up, what they're doing on their websites, what they're doing on their webinars. There's an epidemic of looking and sounding like everybody else in the coaching field. And so, therefore, they end up really looking like nothing at all. And it's dangerous and it's unworthy of your calling. Remember that things are different for us. So, things are different, but most coaches are listening to advice meant for everybody else. Now, here's some advice on portraying yourself differently and standing apart. And please just say yes after each one of these if you have heard this told to you or heard, you know, in the scuttlebutt of how to portray yourself out there, how to separate yourself and distinguish yourself. Distinguish yourself by your personality. Maybe with signature clothing, or perhaps you have a very noticeable attitude or personality. Have you been told to brand yourself or differentiate yourself on your personality? Say yes if you've heard that.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Thank you. What about on your past career or maybe an adventure? Maybe you used to be a mountain climber or, you know, maybe you were a nun or something in an earlier life. Have you heard about branding or separating yourself on a past career or adventure?
Yeah.
What about maybe an uncommon credential that you have for the industry you're going into? So maybe you have a PhD in theology, but you're wanting to go into corporate. So people are saying to you, brand on that. Go for that. That's really, really distinctive. Have you heard doing that, something like that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What about your target market? This one is very important, and it's true to some degree that you have to brand yourself by having a very narrow target market, but that you can really be known. Maybe you're just focusing on college kids, or you're just focusing on new parents of new children, or babies, right? Have you heard of marketing yourself and differentiating yourself off of that,
off of
the target market, right?
Yeah.
What about if you have a unique work style? Maybe go and do beach coaching or wilderness coaching or educational cruises. People would say that's a great way to differentiate yourself. Or maybe on your modality. So you're an EFT coach or a hypnosis coach, and that's enough. It does just differentiate yourself on that. Have you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or something like that, right? Or on your specialty. Career coach, ADHD coach, something like that. Well, sometimes these work for the reason that our eyes are drawn to bright, shiny objects. They have flash appeal, but they don't last. But there's a much, much, much bigger problem with all of these. Can one person isolate what they think is the number one problem with all of those?
It's not taking the consumer into account.
Well, that's a great, I mean, that's a great answer, and you're right. The target market one probably does. But of all the others, right, excellent, very true. I hadn't even thought of that myself, you're right. What I want you to really take home from this little segment here, though, is that all of them are far too superficial for you.
Mm-hmm.
We are a different breed of entrepreneur, and we cannot listen to advice that's meant for everybody else. None of these brings out the voice of the impulse. And that voice is a leader's voice, and it's your voice. And it's that voice that's going to differentiate you in a way that all of those others never, ever, ever, ever will. You have something the world needs, and it's not going to get it unless you lead. Things are different for us. I'd really love to hear you just say that, all of you together. Things are different for us.
Different for us.
Things are different.
Things are different for us.
Yeah, it's really, really true. So let's meet give, you know, I'm sure you want me to give shape to, again, what I mean by lead. We know where you're leading now, but what does it really mean to lead? It can be a really vague term. So I am talking about being an inspired thought leader. Let me break down what that means to you. I define thought leader in this way. Somebody who breaks the ceiling of conditioned thinking, who shakes people out of blind acceptance, who just inserts reasonable doubt, this is the bare minimum, inserts reasonable doubt into their minds, and ultimately shatters paradigms. That's what a thought leader does. The inspired leader, however, is somebody who, in words and deeds, causes others to aspire to something greater in themselves and greater than themselves than they ever imagined possible, igniting a change, and that is the definition of a coach if ever there was one. That's why my company name is Inspired Leaders Academy. And it is an absolute perfect definition for us. Thought leaders, though, is the piece that's missing from most of the coaching practices as far as what they're doing on the outside. So again, thought leaders are visionaries. They see new landscapes. And inspired leaders inspire folks to dare to travel to those landscapes. And, of course, an inspired thought leader is a blend, the blend of the two of them, somebody who disrupts the status quo with a visionary idea, a new vista that they see, then inspires folks to dare to travel to them. You can't merely rattle cages, which is what thought leadership does. You have to open those cages and inspire those within them to fly, which is what the inspired leader does. So I want to ask you, are you, and please say a resounding yes if it fits, are you an inspired thought leader? So this is what happens when I give it live. Everybody in the room raises their hand, but then there's a part two to the question, and what happens to part two is what just happened here. Then I say to them, are you an inspired thought leader from the outside in your marketing? And I have them close their eyes, by the way, because I don't want them to be influenced by each other, and so they don't know it, but every hand in the room goes down when I ask them. So if you too were silent, and you aren't alone. Almost nobody, as I said, is delivering this kind of message, this kind of leadership, and you would think it would be common, especially with coaches, because they're learning and growing, and they want to change lives so much. So why aren't they out there on mountaintops with provocative ideas that wake people up? Well, I'm going to actually address that toward the end of our time together, but right now, I want to get super pragmatic, tell you flat out, it's absolutely critical that you have an inspired thought leader message. It is not some sort of luxury. So I have another quiz for you. Four questions. Are you visible enough to have the level of success you need? And just answer within yourself and count them off on your fingers, right? Are you visible enough to have the level of success you need or desire? Is your marketing converting? Are you doing active marketing? And number four, is your brand message clear and compelling and something you're proud of? So if you said yes, congratulations. If you said no, I want to get clear for you on why that's not happening for you and why you need this kind of messaging. In this world, we have to appeal, attract, and stand out. That's it. We have to appeal, attract, and stand out, period. And this kind of message does that. Why? Because it lingers. And why does it linger? Because just imagine if you're going along and you're hearing somebody interrupt a long-held pattern that you have, an idea that you have been holding on to for years, you stop and you listen. When something crashes through that ceiling of what we know, shattering what we believe, our brains pay attention. Our brain attends to three things right away. It attends to what's relevant, what's novel, and what's emotion-based. So when you interrupt a pattern, which is what a thought leader is doing, you're inserting something very new into their environment, and the brain can't look away. And interrupting a pattern also evokes emotion. I know you've had this experience. Maybe it happened when you were a teenager or in college when you were, like, blown away by something a professor said to you. But I know it's happened probably sometime in 2015 as well, where somebody said something to you and it shocked you. There was an emotional experience for you. And your brain cannot look away either when there is an emotional reaction that you're having. So it interrupts a long-held pattern and a worldview, and it hits you emotionally, and so you remember it. New provocative information that breaks the schema. Schema is how people are currently understanding, and grabs their attention, lays down new pathways in their brains that weren't there before your message, which I think is the coolest thing in the world. No other kind of marketing does that. Really shoots an arrow right through people's consciousnesses like that. That's the power of an inspired thought leader message. It will change lives. And that's in what you're here for, and it's also an invaluable result for a business. But as I said, very few deliver this kind of value in their branding and their messaging. Most are just having really hackneyed kind of products that they're putting out there, programming they're putting out there, and, of course, the marketing themselves. But not you, right? Because things are different for us. I want to hear you say that one more time. Things are different for us.
Things are different for us.
Okay, so let me just do a really, really quick mini-review. If you can't answer very, very fast, then I think I won't ask you and we'll just go through them and have you think of them on your own. But so where is it that we lead in business? Where is the leadership happening? Okay,
outside
in your marketing, right, on marketing platforms. What is the difference between a thought leader and an inspired leader? For a metaphor, the thought leader, you know, is a visionary and invites people to imagine new vistas to go to, right? And the inspired leader is the one who inspires people to dare to go to them, which is a crucial element, absolutely crucial, and most people don't get that, even who are teaching thought leadership. It's a requirement because it appeals, it attracts, and it stands out. And why does it appeal, attract, and stand out? Because it causes you to linger. And it causes you to linger because it's interrupting worldview. It's interrupting something you think you know. And that's what an inspired thought leader does. Okay. So what I'd like to do now is show you what the elements of an inspired thought leader message are. Would you like to hear what those elements are? There are five of them. Would you like to hear them?
Yeah.
Well, before I do that, though, I want to sort of give you a comparison of what a regular platform message should have. It's bare basic. Everybody has to have these elements in their regular platform message. And this is what all businesses, every single coach that I work with, struggles with these. So pay attention to see if you would struggle with this as well. And I'm going to give it to you as a sentence. So it would go like this. Blank, which is a target market, who suffer from blank, so what it is that they truly, truly suffer from, must blank what you know they have to do in order to get blank what they would beg, steal, and borrow to have. And I help them do it by blanking. So every good platform message should at least have those five elements. A target market, a spectacular articulation of their problem, your single slingshot solution, not a bunch of solutions, one, what they urgently want, because that's what makes you marketable, and the results, the process you get to get those results. So that's what a typical message should have, but if you end it there, you are still not ever going to appeal, attract, and linger. So let's look at the added elements. So now these next five elements are things to be added to that basic message. And they're the elements of an inspired thought leader brand message. They don't exist in this basic one. These are what I work deeply on with my clients. I have a 7-session program called the Powerhouse Method, and we work on the basics because the basics are essential, but then we unleash these. And there are five. And they are messages in and of themselves. I want you to understand that every one of these five we're talking about is a message in and of itself. And what I have my clients do is boil it down to a single sentence. So when you hear about each of these five, know that my clients have to think so cogently that they are articulating this in a single sentence. So number one, it's one thing to have a solution for your market. You have to do that, or you don't have a business, right? And a single solution is one of the biggest problems. They don't have single solutions. But that aside, it's quite another thing to have a solution for all of humanity. When you have a solution that would solve what you believe is the world's greatest problem, you have plumbed your deepest belief. When I speak slowly like that, I really want you to listen. And what good is having a business if it's not born out of your deepest belief? Certainly, what good is having a business if it's meant to affect change, if it's not founded on ideals that reflect your very, very core? But very few businesses, from companies all the way to coaching businesses, are built this way. And it causes a very troubling incongruity that their businesses are not born and built brick by brick from that deepest belief. So I call this message, or this element, number one, your meta, M-E-T-A, message. And it is an inspirational message of universal truth. This is the message where the inspired leader enters. It's uplifting, it's aspirational, and it calls them to something bigger in and than themselves. And here's mine. I didn't have a chance to do this at the beginning of our call, but when I work with people, when I do give presentations that are my own or live, I do this in my personal story section. So this is my meta message. I believe that you are a world changer without question, and because of that, I want you to experience the exquisite joy of your own potential so that you raise the consciousness on this planet as you're here to do. But to succeed at that, you must stop following external authority and honor your internal authority, no matter how unpopular you may be for it. Things are different for you as a transformation artist, so it's critical that you have this message when building a business. So it's woven into everything, from every program you offer to every presentation you give to every book you write, and that you deliver it in all of your marketing. It's a leadership message like no other, and you're going to be known for that, but it can also go beyond just being a marketing message that you're known for. In the Powerhouse Method, my program, I use it to brand my clients. So in my case, leading the pack, not following external authority anymore, is the pulse beat of everything in my business. Everything. I leave the pack, my programs leave the pack, and I make sure my clients leave the pack. That's my brand, and it came from my meta method. So, an inspired thought leader knows and offers a prescription for humanity. It might seem simple enough to come up with something like this, but it takes an enormous amount of inquiry and the correct prompting to excavate it. It's just not going to happen inside your own mental juices. So this is the first of five signature components of an inspired thought leader message, and it's the second one that my private clients craft. And again, they craft it in a single sentence. Okay, so now on to number two, the second element. One of my past clients is a longtime addiction therapist, and midway through the Powerhouse Method with me, with all my clients, we get to the thought leader message construction. As we were excavating his, he said to me, you know, after, you know, I asked him 500 million times, like, you know, certain questions to get at what his thought leader message was. He said to me one day, well, alcoholism isn't a disease. He says, as though, you know, I should know better. I don't have any direct relationship with alcoholism, but I have been given that worldview by the media, and I could not wrap my brain around what he was saying at all. His argument just completely twisted my neuronal circuits, and it's done the same thing for thousands of lives of alcoholics who imprison themselves with the old worldview, which is that alcoholism is a disease. So the very point of being a thought leader is to wake people out of denial, right? As one here to change the world, you must wake people out of denial. They're very, very, very extreme. So the second component of an inspired thought leader message is what I call breaking their schema, right? Schema is their worldview. And this message is the arrow that you deploy that shatters their cozy worldview. They're sleepwalking along, thinking they're doing all the right things and thinking the right things, and you come along with your arrow, you shoot it right between their eyes, and you say, no, you have got it wrong. With all of my clients, this is what I'm looking for, something that's going to shatter status quo ideas. And it requires a lot of inquiry. People, including my wonderful clients, tend to dance on the surface of thinking, where, you know, it just keeps the edgiest ideas out of sight and out of reach. So of all of the Inspired Thought Leader elements, this is the most pivotal one, as I think you can see, and it's also the hardest to unearth without an exacting personality who is determined to puncture your superficiality. So, again, this is done in a single sentence. It is called breaking their schema, the second element. The third element, if you have a business where you're showcasing your expertise, you know, you absolutely have to have this kind of message, right? So for the client that I just mentioned, his number three element was, his number three is, if you're married to an alcoholic, you're not actually married because your spouse is absent in almost every way. So to save yourself and your future, you must get married to yourself. Make one true vow to yourself. So an inspired thought leader is nothing if she doesn't have a solution that breaks completely with the old way of doing things, that offers that new vista, right? So this is a lot different than the solution offered in that first message that I showed you. This one wakes your market out of very old, entrenched ideas and gives them a whole new paradigm solution. And that's what the number three element is, a real new paradigm solution, one they have not heard before. It aligns with a thought leader message in that it's visionary. It's pointing out something wholly new, edgy, and it inspires folks to dare to go there, as only the inspired leader can do. So an inspired thought leader has to have a new paradigm solution, also being able to be described in a single sentence. Number four, I hate to give this as an example for number four, but he was just such an incredible reprobate. And I think I'm going to upgrade my example because I've come up with somebody who I think is even better example. But did everybody see Wolf on Wall Street?
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, Jordan Belfort, portrayed by Leonardo DiCaprio, is a reprobate. And there's nothing about him that we should emulate exactly. But I do want you to see, if you've ever seen the movie, you know how brilliant he was at number four. Number four is tribe building. So I'm just going to quickly read, if we were in person, I would show you the clip. But there's one scene where he's talking to his employees, and he says, see these telephones? They're not going to dial themselves without you. They're just worthless hunks of plastic. It is up to each and every one of you, my highly trained Strattonites. His business was called Stratton. My killers who will not take no for an answer. My warriors. What is Jason Belfort doing here? Well, he's building an incredibly, incredibly potent tribe with this. He gives them a name, if you'll notice. He gives them a name, Strattonites. I have given my tribe Inspired Leaders for years, and they have shortened it to ILs. They call themselves ILs. So he gave them names. And what I did with you today to also be that tribe builder was I talked to you about that impulse. And that separates you from the pack of other entrepreneurs, right, who don't have that impulse. And that's what Jason Belfort is doing in this scene and in his business. What he did was he separated his employees from everybody else out there, letting them know that without them, you know, nothing's going to get done. He really, really helped them to see themselves as a unit, a single unit. And that's what's incredible. Strong, inspired thought leaders do. They build a tribe. And it's also done by giving them a mission, something that they should aspire to, which he certainly did, but his mission for them was nothing to write home about. Big names are doing this. I don't think that they're doing the mission part very well, but Apple, of course, has built an incredible tribe. So is Mini Cooper, Harley Davidson, Dove. Can any of you think of another big brand that has done tribe building really, really well?
Apple.
Yes, right. Who else?
Southwest Airlines.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I think also Virgin has, in a way. They're a little bit of a cult, the Virgin Airways people. So, yeah, to sum up, if nothing else, an inspired thought leader builds a tight-knit tribe around his market. And you can do it because you are born for this. You truly are. You're a transformation artist. It's natural for you to do this. Even if you're an introvert, it's natural for you to think in terms of inspiring your particular tribe and showing them how different and special they truly are. That's easy for you to do, I know. So number five, the last one, number five, I am going to ask you to listen to this. And again, remember that each one of these five is a message in and of themselves, and they get used to build somebody's entire brand, all of their marketing messages and so forth. So it gets used as brick and mortar for a business, and then the actual messages are used on websites and on platforms and so forth. So these are all single sentence messages themselves. So listen to this one. This is not single sentence. It's the only one that isn't. And I'll tell you what number five is after I've read it. And I have to read it because it's quite intense. You must be you. Coaches must be active on the internet to succeed in business. It is said that by 2020, there are going to be 5 billion new users on the web, which is good if they're your customers and not good if they're your competitors. As of last week, there are only 433 single-owner coaching-type businesses on the internet earning $1 million or more. Social media sites are shifting to advertising-based business models, and soon you're going to have to pay to get noticed. In the area of coaching, according to the American Management Association Current Trends and Future Possibilities Journal, coaching agencies are growing very fast, as is credentialing from top universities with strong pedigrees. Internal coaching is rising sharply in corporations, as are third-party systems that allow them to rate coaches. Competition is getting really, 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 really fierce. Given this future, you can't continue doing things as you have been, hiding out, avoiding marketing, avoiding using the internet to get business, and using it too much, maybe, you know, on Facebook. Focus your attention on putting out the fires of the day, which so many people are doing. You've got to stop building your business by copying what others are doing and by tuning into free trainings, believing that you can do this yourself. If you continue these habits, your business will be crushed by coaches who are far more business savvy than you, as well as by coaching agencies who are bigger and more powerful and have a lot more advertising dollars. So you have to peel away from everybody else. When you are a leader providing new paradigm solutions, you will be noticed by influencers and prospects and be able to command a future of unlimited opportunity and growth. That is a message. What was it? Number five, called future visioning. As a leader, thought leader, an inspired leader, or otherwise, you have to know what's coming down the runway for your tribe. You must have your finger on the pulse of today's world, not just your markets, but the entire world, what's happening with them, so that you can make very logical predictions for your market to help them make exponential leaps. So when you frame a picture of the future and you paint your tribe into it and you say the good and the bad, you are a leader. Any leader does that in any corporation, anybody. They know the future. And you're saying both. These are the imminent dangers that you don't know about, and this is the promised land. This is the promised land that you also don't know about. So future visioning is the fifth key element of an inspired thought leader message. And like I said, it's not a single sentence, but it's very focused thinking. All of that is a fill-in-the-blank that I give to my clients, and they have to go and do some research and then fill in all the blanks to be able to produce something like that. And it's extremely influential and extremely important for any leader to be able to do that. So I want to ask you, do you see how these five elements have the power to grab and keep attention in a way that that first regular message doesn't? Can you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, these are the elements, these five, that leave that lasting impression and that change lives. And change lives act, and taking action is the only result you're looking for as a world changer, of course, and as a business owner. You have to have people taking action. And when you break their patterns and you inspire them to go where they haven't imagined going, they will act. So you are born to lead. You are absolutely born to lead. Please say what I've been asking you to say all along. Things are different for us.
Things are different for us.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we are at about 5 minutes of, and I don't know, Barb, if you wanted to say anything else. I'm not ready for Q&A quite yet. But did you want to say something to the group now, Barb?
Let's see. We have about 8 minutes left, actually, Elizabeth, and I'll just need about 2 or 3 minutes right at the end to give the last code word and wrap up. So you have about 5 minutes.
Okay, that's great. All right. So I just said you're born to do this. But the question is, will you? And as I've been saying, almost nobody is delivering this kind of message, including coaches, who are so mission-driven. So why is that? Well, leading others to wake up, which is what I'm asking and telling you that you need to be doing, waking up the world, requires waking up first ourselves from that easy, comfortable thinking place that we get into and used to, and it requires breaking through surface ideas that we have to get to new ideas that exist in much, much, much deeper water. So most people, even really conscious coaches, don't go that deep. They still dance on the surface. I hate to say that to you because that's probably not your self-image, but it's what I see time and time again. Also, speaking some new controversial thoughts and solution means facing derision and criticism, right? So we stay cozy. Cozy in the middle of the curve where the crowd insulates us. I mean, who can condemn any of us when we're good enough? We're respectable. We're satisfactory. Who can really condemn us? We're safe in there in the middle of the curve. But then we start to copy those who are in the middle of the curve with us. We copy their business models, their marketing strategies, their fee structures, all that sort of thing. And we are different from them, so we shouldn't be in the middle of the curve in the first place. But we listen to them. And we listen to what gurus tell us success is and what makes us worthy and what makes us losers. we become like them because it's so much easier than being seen and ridiculed on the fringe.
Elizabeth, sorry, this is Barb. I'm just going to jump in real quick here. Do you mind if you take just one or two very quick questions for those who can't stay on after the call ends?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure,
with
I'll
you?
Do that. Just let me finish this one section.
Sure.
Yeah, no, I would love to do it right after this. I just have a question for everybody. So, as I said, you know, we become like them because it's so much easier than being seen and ridiculed, and so we slip deeper and deeper and deeper into that crowd where nobody can find us and where we can't even hear that impulse anymore. It's just faint and far off somewhere. So I want to ask you, and if you have not been off mute, can you come off mute now? Star 6 yourself, I just have a question for you. Is it okay with you to be where good enough is good enough? Is it okay with you to be where good enough is good enough?
No, not really.
I hope not. Is it okay with you that you settle into the middle of the curve and follow when you have been called to lead?
Well, no.
Is that okay with you?
No.
I'm hoping no. I'm hoping that impulse in you is coming out and screaming no. So are you committed then to getting that seen, that impulse seen on the outside?
Yeah.
Okay. Yay. And just let me add this in before I ask somebody's question, that if you feel truly committed to having that on the outside, I want to talk with you. I'm offering 7 people on tonight's call to come and speak with me tomorrow and then Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. And on your handout is a link to go to my scheduler. But if you don't have it handy right now, I want to give it to you because this always gets sold out when I do this for the ICF chapters. I'm going to give you the bit.ly address right now for the scheduler, so you can write it down now and take one of these 7 opportunities to speak with me about your current brand and what it would be like as an Inspired Thought Leader brand. The bit.ly address is, it's http://, you know that one, right? http://, and then it's bit.ly, bit.ly/ 1, the number 1, a capital F like Frank, a lowercase I, a capital Q like Queen, a capital R, a lowercase V like dog, and finally, a capital Z like zebra. So it's 1, F like Frank, capital Frank, lowercase I, capital Q, capital R, lowercase V, capital Z. That's for those of you who don't have the handout or don't have it open right now. If you have it open right now, just click on the bottom of page 8 and you'll go right to my scheduler. And you can, at that point, schedule 1 of only 7. So I'd really, really, really want to hear what your businesses are doing for your branding, and let me give you direction, and as well as show you many, many different ways that I do it for budgets of all kinds. So I hope you will do that. And there's also free handouts at the page 9 of the handout. They are written just for you. So please, please take those free handouts. And again, if you want the handout from today with the answers to it, just email me at my name at Verizon.net, ElizabethPhelps@Verizon.net. And I will send you this handout with answers. Okay, thank you very much. And you want to open it up to 1 or 2 people before we leave? Before you do the CEUs?
Actually, Elizabeth, it's 2 minutes before the hour, so I think what we need to do now is let me give the last code and wrap up. And for those who can stay on, Elizabeth has generously offered to stay on for 5 or 10 minutes on the line for anyone who would like to chat and ask some questions. She had a lot of great content, so we didn't have much time at all, or any time really, for Q&A. So the last code is 2015. And what you'll need to do is email both codes to Kelly, and you can do that at info@, let me make sure I get it right. Give me 1 second. ICFNewMexico.com.
New Mexico is spelled out?
Yeah. Sarah, am I getting that right? Our website?
It's, let's see. info@ICFNewMexico.org.
Sorry. info@ICFNewMexico.org. Thank you. So Kelly will get your certificate for continuing ed. And we're right at 5 o'clock and ready to go into our extra time for those of you who can stay on. Elizabeth, thank you for offering to do that and for such a great presentation. And all
you're welcome. Those of you who are leaving, thank you so much for being on, and I look forward to staying on a little bit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Is someone there with a question?
Yeah. Who, even if you don't have a question, if you have a comment or something that stuck out, I mean, why don't we start with that? Because I always really love to hear if there's something or what is standing out for you from anything that I might have offered tonight. I suppose it would be good to know if anybody's on at all, right? So if you are on and you can just let us know that would be wonderful. And then doesn't mean you have to ask a question though.
This is Stephanie. I'm on.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie. Is anybody else on? Okay, I guess everybody had to go. So is there something that stood out for you, Stephanie? I am going to put you on the spot, but...
No, it's quite all right. I like what you're saying, and in many respects it's a relief to hear this, because certainly the standard stuff never inspired me or got me where I needed to go.
Mm.
And
sounds like
yeah.